Yeah, I know, but you...
A call to order in accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was originally provided to the annual public notice on December 19, 2017. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Hunterdon Review, and Express Times, posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration office, and in each Clinton Township schools, and faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Now, as everyone knows, there was some weather, okay? And this was amended, and adequate notice of the change in the meeting was changed from January 3rd, 2018 to January 8th, 2018. And that was originally provided through the public notice on December 19th. Due to inclement weather, notice to reschedule the meeting to January 10th was provided on January 8th, 2018. Okay. Now, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, on November 7th, I have in my hands the certificate of election from the Board of County Canvassers of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And the said board does determine that an election was held in Clinton Township on November 7, 2017 for one two-year unexpired term and three-year terms. The people with the most votes, as per the agenda here, was Dr. Jeffrey Foy with 1,989 votes for the two-year unexpired term, Maria Grant with 1,515 votes for the three-year term, Mary Beth Brooks with 1,511 votes for the three-year term, and Lana Brennan with 1,596 votes. At this time, I ask those candidates to come forward to the front of the podium, and I will administer the oath of office.
Every time.
Okay, at this time, we're going to take a roll call. Okay, Ms. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mrs. Brennan?
Present.
Mrs. Brooks?
Here.
Mrs. DeMerle? Dr. Foy?
Here.
Mr. Malloy? Mrs. Olasky?
Here.
And Mrs. Redalgada? Okay, we have a call.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to call for nominations for president of the Clinton Township Board of Education. The floor is open for nominations for president of the Board of Education at this time.
I'd like to nominate Maria Grant.
Second.
Okay. Okay, are there any other nominations at this time? Okay, then we will take a roll call. Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Ms. Grant has been elected president of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now that was my 2 minutes of infamy, and now I pass the baton to the president.
Are you ready for the executive summary? You'll be back.
Okay.
I'd like to open the floor, please, for nominations for vice president of the Township Board of Education. And I'd like to nominate Ms. Rachel McLaughlin, please.
Second.
Any other nominations for vice president of the Board of Ed? Seeing none, I'd like to close the floor, please, and look for a roll call. Mr. McManus, sir?
Mrs. Brennan? Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Okay. Mrs. McLaughlin has been elected vice president of the Board of Education. Congratulations.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Clinton Township Board of Education's annual reorganization meeting. I'm looking forward to serving as president of the Board of Education for 2018, and as usual, working with this group of very dedicated members of our community, all whom volunteer their personal time to help provide the best quality education possible for the children of Clinton Township, all while being fiscally responsible to the taxpayers of our community. The members of the Board of Education, like many in this district have had a wonderful set of combined expertise and experiences that will help us to best support our superintendent of schools, Dr. Pamela Fiander, and her administrative team for the upcoming year. On behalf of the Board of Education, Dr. Fiander, I would like to share with you our dedicated commitment and eagerness to support you and your staff throughout this year. Tonight's reorganization meeting has two objectives. Our first objective is to reorganize the board. This is a requirement for all Board of Educations in the state of New Jersey to complete, and therefore we will have to conduct reorganization beginning in January. The tasks that we will complete during this evening will be the swearing in of newly elected board members, which has already taken place, the appointment of new board officers, which has also taken place. We'll assign members of the board to serve on our different functioning committees. And in addition, the board also carries out many other duties, for example, adopting the board policy manual, adopting official newspapers where our official meeting announcements occur. We'll be appointing an auditor, our board attorney, an appointment for board committees and delegates. This evening we have added three new board members to our Board of Education, and I'd like to take a moment to introduce them this evening. Dr. Jeffrey Foy, although he is not new, he's still new.
How long have you been on?
6 months.
6 months?
Feels like
July.
Since July, for 6 months, so it's old hat for him already. But happy to see that you won the election, and look forward to working with you.
I'd like to also welcome Ms. Mary Beth Brooks to the Board of Education. Very happy to have you elected as well. Look forward to working with you. And Ms. Lana Brennan, look forward to working with you. Happy that you were elected as well. I'd like to welcome back the returning board members and thank you for coming back. Ms. Rachel McLaughlin, she's serving the third year of her second term here on the board. Mrs. Alyssa Olowski is beginning the third year of her first term. Mrs. Yohora Rodogina, who couldn't be with us tonight, is beginning the third year of her first term. Mr. Kevin Malloy is serving the second year of his second term. And Mrs. Demerly is beginning her second year for her three-year term. And again, I'd like to thank you all for your service and for returning to the board again. The Board of Education operates under a committee structure to accomplish the work of the board. We currently have four committees: our Facilities and Finance Committee, our Policy and Curriculum Committee, Personnel Negotiations and Communications. Each committee has 3 to 4 members led by a committee chairperson. Agendas are set and established by the committee chairperson and the superintendent of schools. And in the case of the Facilities and Finance Committee, our chairperson works with our business administrator, Mr. McManus. If a board member at any time during the year has a question about anything relative to the Board of Education, they go to the committee chairperson to get an answer. If the committee chairperson does not have an answer, the committee chairperson will then contact either Mrs. McLaughlin or myself, who will then either be able to answer directly to the committee chair or go directly to Dr. Feyender or Mr. McManus to get the question answered. Each year, these committees too are reorganized. I've spoken with all the board members here this evening to get an understanding of what committees they would like to serve on. In addition, I work with last year's committee chairperson from each committee and the vice president to develop a committee of members based on their skill set and expertise, so that we can maximize the effectiveness of each of the committees. So here are the committees for the 2018 year. For policy and curriculum, Ms. McLaughlin has graciously agreed to chair that committee. She has chaired that committee for forever, so thank you for agreeing to do that. It's a monumental task. Thank you, Mrs. McLaughlin. Mrs. Rodogina, Dr. Foy, and Mrs. Brooks will serve on that committee to round out that committee. They have very lengthy monthly meetings and sometimes meet twice a month for 3, 4, 5 hours at a time. So that's a challenging committee to be on. Our Facilities and Finance Committee, Mr. Kevin Malloy has agreed to serve as the chairperson for that particular committee. Mr. Malloy has served as chair for that committee before and has also served on that committee for a good probably 5 years or so. Mrs. Olowski will be on that committee with Mr. Malloy, along with Mrs. Brennan and with myself. And that committee meets once a month, usually right before the board meeting. And we work on facilities, issues, challenges, and topics, and financial issues as well. Personnel committee, I've taken the personnel negotiations and I've split them into 2 separate committees, as we've done in recent years. Mrs. Olowski has graciously agreed to chair personnel. Mrs. McLaughlin will serve on that committee with Mrs. Demerly and with myself. We have an ad hoc committee called the Feasibility of Closing a School, which will be very busy this spring and into the summer. I will continue to chair that particular committee. Dr. Foy, Mrs. Brooks, and Mrs. McLaughlin have all agreed to be on that committee as well. As far as sick bank committee, I will continue to chair that committee along with Mrs. Olowski, and Mrs. McLaughlin will join us on that particular committee for 2018. For negotiations, we will keep that committee for continuity purposes the same. I'll chair that committee. Mr. Malloy and Mrs. Olowski will serve on that as well. We have a couple of different liaison commitments for the board. The first is the Huron County ESC, and the second is the Huron County School Boards. Mrs. McLaughlin has been our rep for the school, for this school board for quite some time, and she will continue in that particular regard. And then I will chair the Hunterdon County ESC. That one meets during the day, so that just makes it easier for me to go since it meets during the day once or twice a year. At this particular time, I would like to propose an action item to open up communications for the board to the public and do something slightly different than we've done before with communications. I would like to read a resolution in a moment that would authorize the board president to send out a monthly newsletter to the community to provide insights on school district matters and related matters of public concern. This monthly newsletter would be a great tool to help the board review its items discussed at meetings, provide summaries of presentations or projects, key items voted on at monthly meetings or special meetings, budget information, and it would provide a heads up to upcoming school district matters, presentations, or decisions. The newsletter will be as concise as possible, but will provide summaries of all pertinent topics. I will ask for input from each of the committee chairs to provide information on topics of interest from their committee for this particular newsletter, and the goal would be to send out this newsletter within 1 week after the monthly Board of Education meeting is completed. So at this point in time, I'd like to move action item B, and I'll read it. It says, be resolved that the Board of Education authorizes the board president to send a monthly newsletter to the community to provide insights on school district matters and related matters of public concern. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Olowski. Any questions from board members?
This is going to be in addition to the superintendent's note in the Clinton Township newsletter?
That's correct.
Will it be mailed on paper or will it be electronic?
It'll be electronic.
Will it be, will it be posted to the website?
It will be posted to the website.
And will it reach beyond the parents, families, and kids?
We'll put it on the website, and anything that we do via mail costs money. So really, that's not an option from a budgeting perspective. But the newsletter is read by over 16,000 people. So we'll make sure we get that linked to, and that'll be the news. Okay, we can talk about ways of getting it up into that area. We can certainly do that. Any other questions? Seeing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan.
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks.
Yes.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olowski.
Yes.
Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
In the past, we've had a communications committee. But based on the current operations of the Board of Education and all the communication that Dr. Fiander does, I'd like to recommend that we not appoint a communications committee at this point in time. What we've done in the past is when there are particular items of interest or things that are occurring on the board or in the district, we then take people who are involved in that particular topic, we put them together and then communicate that. To the public. So if everybody's okay with that, we'll just continue in that realm.
Mrs. Grant,
yeah.
I see that AA is toward the end. Do we know where BB is on this agenda?
It's not. It's a walk-in. During each year, a board member serves on the Board of Education. They are required to complete a course by the NJSBA as per the School District Accountability Act. The following mandated training programs are required: Governance 1 for all new board members, Governance 2, that's a finance-based training for second-year board members. Governance 3 is for the third year of a three-year term, and that talks about student achievement. And Governance 4 is for those that are reelected or reappointed board members in their first year of the succeeding term. And they talk about legal aspects of being on the Board of Education and anti-bullying Bill of Rights topics. The NJSBA offers two ways for board members to fulfill their state-mandated training. in-person training as well as web-based training. Mr. McManus will contact each of you and let you know where you stand
as far as training for this year and what you need to do to meet this particular requirement. You have 1 full year to complete a requirement. So it starts now and needs to be completed by December 31st of 2018.
On November 19th, 2012, the Board of Education wrote a set of core values to ensure that the board's business is conducted in an efficient, respectful manner. I'd like to ask Mrs. McLaughlin if she would review that process that we go through each month and review the core values so that the new board members have an understanding of what that is, and it's a refresher course for all existing board members as well. Mrs. McLaughlin?
Sure. On the dais, you should have a copy of the bylaw, which was originally adopted a few years ago. In the procedure of a board meeting, we always adopt a process guardian, so one of you may soon be the process guardian. In that role, you would just make sure that these set of values are followed. It's a way for us to show respect for one another and collaborate while moving through a board meeting. So we are listening to one another and asking questions, which I see you've already started to do. And think about the decisions that we're making and putting children first, which is our motto.
Thank you. At this juncture of the meeting, the Board of Education will move on to our organization resolutions. We will vote on items relative to the structure and operations of the Board of Education for 2018. Highlights of this section include voting on the board's code of ethics. We'll establish our meeting dates, times and places for our monthly meetings, the adoption of our official newspapers, parliamentary procedures, approval of depositories, authorized signatures, appointment of representatives, requesting federal and state funds, school fund investor, organizational chart, and the appointment of the district purchasing agent. We will conduct this portion of the meeting in a block motion consent. But before I move it, I would like to make one amendment to what you have in front of you. The first thing I would like to amend is on page 5. It is the meeting dates for next year. So there are two I would like to amend. First, the reorganization meeting in this document is scheduled for January 3rd, 2019. That's often very difficult for everyone to attend that meeting because it's right after break. And the board office staff, it's a challenge for them to get what they need approved from the last board meeting to the reorg meeting. So I would like to change that date, Mr. McManus, to January 7th. And then I'd also like to eliminate the meeting on August 21st of 2018. The Board of Education is not required to have monthly meetings, but that's a big time of the year where it's very difficult to get board members to attend the meeting because of vacations. There's often not a lot going on. So for now, I'd like to eliminate that from the schedule, and if we do need it at a later date, we can always call a special meeting, but I think at this point it's not one that we've ever really needed to have, so I'd like to take that off of the block agenda here. So, let's see, let me back up 1 second. I'd like to make a motion, please, for action item D, which is the resolution to approve the committees. So we'll do this one first. Looking for a second, please, for letter D, which is to approve the establishment of the committees.
Second,
Mrs. McLaughlin. Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please, Mr. McManus?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky?
Yes.
And Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. At this point in time, I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, this public comment section is for comments made by the public, is not an interactive section between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comments section. To the extent that any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We're limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes. Seeing none, I'd like to then open up the floor to our first recognition of the public. All the parameters and guidelines I mentioned for the public comment section on agenda items only apply here, so if you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. Okay, seeing none, I'll close the floor then. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action item E. Action item AA. Motion again. Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Second, Dr. Foy. Any questions? Seeing none, maybe I have a roll call, please.
Mrs. Brennan. Mrs. Brooks. Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you. I'm going to work through the committee reports tonight. We have a report for facilities and finance. Motions tonight cover the renewal of our legal professionals, our architect, our accounting and auditing firm, and we have one home instruction to approve.
No other additions to that?
No.
Correct.
Okay. So with that said, I would like to move action item 18FF111 to action item 18FF115. And I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Olasky. Any questions? Seeing none, maybe have a roll call, please.
Mrs. Brooks.
Yes.
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Mrs. Brennan.
Yes.
Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Thank you.
Personnel negotiations. Tonight, this agenda covers one home instruction, change in the start date for an employee, request for disability leave, change for employment date, and the resignation of a part-time secretary, and the hiring of a new director of special services, Mrs. Alexa Ingram. And then the employment, or sorry, maternity disability leave as well. So I'm looking for a motion this time for action item 18PM-116 to action item 18PN171.
166.
I'm sorry, 166. Oh, I'm so sorry. 166 to 171, my apologies.
Motion.
Mrs. McLaughlin, second, please.
Second,
Mrs. Brooks. Any questions?
I have a question.
Where's?
Well, I am pleased to see a former teacher coming back. Just questioning, is this teacher retired and she is allowed to come back?
I'd also like to make a comment. I would like to thank Mrs. McLaughlin and Mrs. Sue Vanderoff for coming in on a Saturday. And volunteering their time to help interview the candidates for the director of special services. So I know we not only do you give up your time during the week and your evenings, but you also do it on Saturday. So again, thank you, Mrs. McLaughlin, and thank you, Mrs.
favor, all. Any other questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Dr. Foy.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Olasky.
Yes.
Mrs. Brennan.
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks.
Yes.
Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Motion passed.
I'd like to open the floor for second recognition of the public. Once again, all the parameters that I outlined for the first public comment section apply here. If you'd like to address the board, please state your name and address. We'll be limiting this section to 15 minutes.
Renelle Reckon, 42 Valley Crest Drive. Congratulations to the three new members and returning members. I wanted to find out, and I know it's not a two-way communication during the meetings, in follow-up to December's meeting about the movement of Mrs. Gunter and Mrs. Bobel and all the feedback that was received from that, if just curious if any changes in decisions was made. I know the secretary at Round Valley is staying on a couple of days longer, but I wasn't sure. I heard back from Mrs. Grant, she was the only, and Dr. Finder acknowledged my email. I just haven't heard anything different. Curious to know if it still stays as voted in December or if any potential adjustments or changes were made. Thanks.
Laminated one always stays, then he collects it and then.